Praise the Lord. God bless you all this morning. What a beautiful song. Not just, you think of the inspiration behind the song and who wrote it, and it's not until the Lord's done something for you that you can really take that on board and how it reaches down and touches the deep places in your heart. We love Him because He first loved us, isn't that right? Let's just bow our heads in prayer this morning and welcome our Lord here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, on this resurrection morning, Lord, that we would celebrate your, Lord, raising from the dead, Lord Jesus. Lord, we serve a living God this morning, Lord, that has an open ear, Lord, to our prayers, Lord, and not just celebrating it on this day only, Lord Jesus, but every day, Lord, is a resurrection morning for the true believer, Lord Jesus. So we just come before you this morning, Lord, giving you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus, this morning for your grace unto us, Lord, your mercy, Lord, how you've called us, Lord, and set us apart, Lord, this morning that we might be your children, Lord, and we just gratefully receive that this morning, Lord, and Lord, we commit each one into your hands at this time, Lord, those that might still be coming, Lord, and those that might listen to this message, Lord Jesus, may you be their portion, Lord, and be a blessing unto them at this time. We commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing number 22. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a like me. I heard about his groaning of his precious blood for me. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, for me. Thank you.
That way this morning, or that all your love is due him, you know, you give your love willingly to him this morning. Let's sing number 592. Let's talk about Jesus. That's what we're here to do this morning. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of how Brother James was saying last night, you can talk about a lot of things, but it's not until you come and talk about the things of the Lord it really matters. Praise the Lord. Let's sing in number 381. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the grave. I have no friend like you.
There's a river of life flowing out from me.
There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. Bring up hope within my soul. Bring up hope and make me whole. Bring up hope and give to me that life abundant. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Bring up hope within my soul. Bring up hope and make me whole. Bring up hope and give to me that life abundantly.
Praise the Lord, that's what we want, life abundantly from our Lord. Was he going to be, sorry, is there any items that I'm not aware of this morning? Yep, got that one. Nothing. OK. Okay, we'll have one more and then we'll start having items because we have a few there. Starting with Sister Pauline. Let's sing number 87. When the roller's called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be. And the morning brings eternal life. When the saints of earth shall gather over on the yonder, and the rollers called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that rising cloud this morning, when the day is not, when his chosen ones shall gather to the only on the sky, and the gold is gold of yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is gold of yonder, when the roll is gold of yonder, when the roll is gold of yonder, when the roll
Sister Pauline. And then we'll have Sister Missy after. So.
I cannot tell. This place.
A blessing. Thank you, Sister Pauline. Thank you, Sister Missy.
As you know, my name is Missy. Yes, this is Easter. I was going to play the guitar, but I get too emotional when I sing. This song is, on Friday night I sang Via Dolorosa, the journey that Jesus went through to be crucified. This song is him on the cross, you know, all bloodied up, just the results of his crucifixion. That's all I can say. Okay, bear with me. Take a look at his hands and his feet, and see the tears in his eyes. Tell me, what do you see? His beard has been torn from his face, still shining with mercy and grace, but he still loves us all the same. As he hung on the cross without blame, oh, what kind of man do you see? The kind that still loves you and me. Oh, and what kind of love is so true that he gave up his life just for you? Tell me, how can you say I love you? Can you show me the way that you can? If he knocked on your door, would it open? Can you hear what God wants to say? Tell me, how do you say I love you? Can you tell me the way that you care? God loves us so much that he gave up his son. Can you hear what he's trying to say? He loves you always, even if you don't love him today. Yeah, take a look at his hands and his feet, and see the tears in his eyes. Tell me, what do you see? His beard has been torn from his face, still shining with mercy and grace, but he still loves us all the same. As he hung on the cross without blame, oh, what kind of man do you see? The kind that still loves you and me. Oh, and what kind of love is so true that he gave up his life just for you? Tell me, how do you say I love you? Tell me, what can you say that you care? God loves us so much that he gave up his son. Can you hear what he's trying to say? He loves you always, even if you don't love him today.
Praise the Lord. Pays it all, doesn't he? I'll just ask if Brother James wouldn't mind coming now with his family, and then we'll have Sister Mills.
bless you all, saints, and praise the Lord that we are here again, and praise the Lord that he did not stay in that tomb. He got up and, he never died. Oh, God never dies. Praise the Lord. And we are here to sing about his grace today. And we're going to sing through song. And just bear with us, brother. And also, I don't need to introduce our brother at the back here. Praise the Lord. And thank you, brother. Brother Charlie.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "If you forgive me, Father, did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross, and all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before his hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Question that I will lay upon us this morning. So it is entitled, "Hey, Hey, What You Gonna Do When the Lord Comes Back for His Chosen Few?" Thank you. Okay. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, hey, what you gonna find when you're happy waiting or feel the blue? Are you gonna be ready? Cause it's gonna be soon. Can you see that clock? How it takes away. In the blink of an eye on the judgment day. There's a great reward and a time to pay. Better make your own mind when your heart is waiting. Hey, hey, what you gonna do when the Lord comes back for his chosen few? Hey, hey, what you gonna find when you're happy when you feel the gloom? Are you gonna be ready? Cause it's gonna be soon. From the book of life, when your name be
Brother James, family, may the Lord continue to bless you and giving and song. May the Lord bless you. And thank you, Brother Charlie. Your family's getting bigger all the time. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Justin Miller, if you wouldn't mind coming now.
There's no one great among us. We're nothing on our own. We make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But someday I'll prove just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yes, he loved me. His glory makes the heaven shine. Of such mercy. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face, the thorns were on his head, the blood was on that scarlet road and stained his anger crimson red. Oh, his eyes were on the crowd that day. He looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross,
The Lord. Thank you, Sister Mel. May the Lord bless you for putting in effort. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to ask if my dad wouldn't mind coming up now, the other Mr. Main, and bringing a couple of prayer requests, including Sister Shirley this morning. And also, we want to remember Sister Debbie Walker with cancer. Is there any others this morning that, any prayer requests that you have? How about unspoken prayer requests? We live in a trying and testing world, don't we? And we all want to be remembered before the Lord. So, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, looking into the unseen, Lord. That world, Lord, that surrounds us, Lord, you said that the angels encamp about them that fear thee, Lord. And Lord, we know, Lord, the angels would be encamped about our Sister Shirley and Debbie Walker, Lord. And Lord, it might be their time to pass over, Lord. We know that the angels will bear their souls to heaven, Lord Jesus. For you promised it, Lord. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, all these unanswered requests, Lord, all these unspoken prayer requests, Lord, we bring before you. You know, Lord, the desire of every heart here this morning. Lord, you can look down, Lord. You're a discerner of the thoughts and in the intents of the heart. You are the Word of God. And Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We commit these prayers to you, Lord Jesus. May you speak to our hearts this morning, Lord. For surely, Lord, as our brother said, Lord, last night, that we're living in perilous times. Perilous, Lord, deceiving times. Lord, so many voices, Lord. So many people saying so many things, Lord. But Lord, your word is true. You said, Lord, that you'd have a clear voice in this age, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. May we hear your voice this morning. Give our brother, Lord, unction to speak. May you anoint him, Lord. We ask your blessing now and commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Should we just stand and sing one more? Hold to God's unchanging hand, and then I'll pass the service over.
Time is filled with swift transition. Why?
Unchanging, his hand is. It's right here. Build your hopes on this. It's eternal. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Morris, if you would like to come at this time.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. And may God bless us all as we gather. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I said yesterday that we are going to read the day of the resurrection. And aren't we glad that Jesus rose up again today. And that's why we're here, folks. We are here because we rose up together with him. Hallelujah. On Friday night, we read about the crucifixion. And last night, we read about how he was buried in the grave. And this morning, now we come rejoicing that he rose up again. Hallelujah. And we rose up together with him. And on Friday, we were crucified together with him. And last night, we were buried together with him. And this morning, we rose up together with him. And you know what, folks? We are sitting in heavenly places together with him today. Even though we are here, sitting here in a pew in Gisborne, but, you know, because of your faith and my faith, we know from God's word that we are sitting up in glory together with him in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And aren't we so glad for that? Folks, you know what? Your name was even spoken by God even before the world began, that we will be here today. And more importantly, we are in heaven together with him. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to read this chapter on the resurrection. And then our precious brother Howard will come and bring us the message this morning. You know, I enjoy Brother Howard when he preaches. Hallelujah. Because he preached from the word. No mucking around. No mucking around. is the Word of God. Yeah. And I like that. I believe that we all like that. Yeah. But before we read the Word, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this morning, Lord, that you have brought us together again into your house. And Father, we are here for no other purpose, but we are here to praise you, to worship, and to glorify you. And we are here also, Father God, to listen to you speaking to us this morning. The time is running out, Father God, and now we are here to take real inventory of our lives. So when the time comes, Father God, we will be ready and our hands will be up, raising up. Come, Lord Jesus, we are ready to come home together with you. And Father God, come bless us all this morning as we gather. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank you now. Amen. Now, Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Hallelujah. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. And he is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples. And he ran and his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. And there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Hallelujah. And may God bless the reading of that, the portion of that scripture this morning. Yeah. In the, remember, the, I think in the book of John, Peter, Jesus, when he said, go and tell my disciples, and also tell Peter. Also tell Peter to come together with you. And you see how the Lord is so grateful, isn't he? Hallelujah. You know how Peter denied him. Yeah. And then and the Lord knew how Peter felt. And he's still feeling guilty. And the Lord said, go tell the disciples as well as Peter to come. Yeah. Hallelujah. And aren't we glad, folks, that we are here this morning? Are we glad that we have rose together with our Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. And may God bless the reading of his word. And now I call upon our precious brother Hal to come up and bring us the message this morning. Praise the Lord.
Isn't it wonderful that he's risen from the dead? Amen. Praise God. And when his brother Morris said, when he rose, we rose. Well, the Bible says we're buried with him, we die with him, we're buried with him, and we rise with him. Amen. So this resurrection is very important to all of us. And I just pray that the Lord will quicken to our hearts what he has done for us. Now, I'm not actually speaking on that subject so much, but it's included in the subject, so I pray that God will bless us. Shall we stand for the reading of God's word from Romans 8:31? It's good to see you all here this morning, and we love you all. It's a privilege to have you all here. And most of all, we welcome the Lord here. Praise God. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" Who believes are elect of God here? Amen. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. You're only justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, is risen again. And that's what we're remembering this morning. Who is even at the right hand of God. Who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep before the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. Hallelujah. May God bless his word. Shall we just pray? Lord, we just pray, Lord. We know you're here, Lord. We feel your presence already. And we just pray, God, that you'll quicken your word to our hearts. May we leave this place rejoicing and praising the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so honored to be here. We know it's the end time, but as our brothers and sisters sing, what are you going to do when he comes? Are you going to be ready? Lord, we want to be ready. We don't want to be asleep on the job. Lord, we want to be praising you and serving you and witnessing for you. For you'll come in an hour when we think not, and we need to be ready. We can't say, "Oh, we didn't know." Yes, we did know. We've got to make ourselves ready in you, Lord. So I pray that you'll bless this word to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I've entitled this thought this morning, "More Than Conquerors." More than conquerors. And what we've just read is a very comprehensive, what will separate us from the Lord? All these things he listed out here. It's a very comprehensive, unfailing, and secure guarantee in Christ. When you're connected to Jesus Christ, you are inseparable. When God connects you, he doesn't lose you. We are more than conquerors. And I just want to point out this morning, it didn't say that we'll be conquerors. It doesn't say that we'll be conquerors. It says we'll be more than conquerors. And when Jesus died and was buried and rose again this morning, we receive the victory. The victory is in Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. I've got a lot of scriptures to read this morning. You don't have to look them up. Just look on the screen. So I'll be moving fairly fast. And I'm just so glad to be here. Who's a believer? It's good to say. It's good to confess. I'm a believer. Amen, brother. That brother in yellow said that. Let me just say that the reason he's in yellow is he's up at 1 o'clock this morning driving a truck. And to be here at the service, he really wants to be here. He hasn't got time to change, so he comes as he is, Brother James. Isn't that wonderful? That's commitment to the Lord. So our brother in yellow, we're glad you're here. It's Brother Andrew. Amen. Missy's father. So we see we are more than conquerors. So how can you and I be more than conquerors? Through Him. that loved us. It's all to do with Jesus Christ. It's all to do with that he loved you. And you need to receive his love. You can come to church, that's very nice, but you need to receive the love of the Lord into your heart. Accept what he's done for you at Calvary. When he died at Calvary, he died for your sins, every one of them, from the day you're born until the day you're taken. And I'm glad he did it for me, because I'd never make it. You could never be good enough for heaven, none of you. But Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Hallelujah. I just thank him for his wonderful plan of salvation, his love for us. We just thank him for what he accomplished for us at Calvary when he died. It was a finished work. You know, we're always trying to add to it. Oh, I think, Lord, I could need to be better. Well, we do need to be better. But you can't add to your salvation. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. When he cried at the cross, it is finished. He meant it. He meant it, Brother James. He said, it's finished. You can't polish up your salvation. It was a perfect salvation when you come through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So he overcame. Do you know Jesus had to overcome? You know Jesus didn't have an easy road? Do you know he had to sweat it out? He literally sweated drips of blood. He was, and he even wanted to get out of it, in a sense. As a man, he said, Lord, Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Most dangerous words in the Bible. If it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And we all have been lost, every one of us. But he said those two precious words. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, the whole of creation held their breath. He's not going to move out of here. He's not going to get out of the cross. He went through the cross. He had to overcome. And because he overcame, we overcome in him. Hallelujah. Who wants to be an overcomer? All you need to do is get into Christ Jesus and abide there and say, thank you, Lord, for paying for my sin and giving me your righteousness. And that's revealed to you, you'll just weep and cry. You really will when you realize what he's done for you. May he do it this morning for those that don't really know him. In your heart, you know it's right. In your heart, you know you should come to God. But you need to take a step too. Draw nigh unto God. And the Bible says he will draw nigh unto you. You must take a step, say, Lord, I receive what you have done for me. Every gift has to be received. And that's what he wants us to do. I love what the jailer said to Peter and them. He said, sir, what must I do to be saved? He was serious. He was really desperate because the jail had fallen down and all. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. You want your whole house saved? Who wants their children saved? We don't want to go to heaven without our kids. We want God to save them too. Let's believe that Jesus overcame all their sin and doubts and fears. No matter what demon or devil lurks around them, tries to drag them away from God, Satan will not prevail because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus who loved us. Don't you love the gospel? It's so powerful, it's so true. It's undefiled. And I just thank him for his word. Thank you, Lord. He did it all for us. Jesus has given, Calvary has given us a total overcoming power in Christ. In Christ. It's all in Christ. Read your Bible. It's always in him. In Christ Jesus. So is God with us? Now I want to address this very quickly. People say, is God with me? Some people think that God's left them. That is a lie of hell. That is a lying demon. And brothers and sisters, we need to address that. The devil is a formidable enemy. always trying to say God is not with us. His job is to press the saints of God down, to press you and hold you bound. And he does it by his lies. He's a father of lies. It's impossible for him to tell the truth. Listen to what Jesus said, speaking to the Pharisees in John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not on the truth, because there is no truth in him. This is the devil. No truth in him. When he speaketh, and he speaks to you and me, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So when he says that you can't make it, brother, sister, you're just not going to get there. Just remember, he's lying to you. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you've given your heart to him, your soul to the Lord, he will never desert you. He will never desert you. Many times I think, how am I going to do this? How am I going to ever make it? And he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. No, never alone, Brother Lee. No, never alone. In John 6:37, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. If you come to the Lord Jesus, he will never cast you out. Isn't that good news? This is a good news. He will never cast you out. Satan tells us, remember him speaking, God has left you, and it's no use continuing. You ever heard him say that? He's told me that. But Jesus is the fountain of truth. What did he say in Matthew 28:20? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We are at the end of the world, and Jesus is with us. It's nothing to do with how you feel. Oh, I don't feel God here at the moment. I don't feel this. I don't feel that. Forget it. He said he would be here. And he'll never leave you nor forsake you, and he'll never turn you down and make you go backwards. You love him. He's our best friend. He's our Savior, and he's our Lord. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. So he'll be with us to the end of the world. That's right now. We're coming up to the outskirts of the end of this world. In Hebrews 13:5, for he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. In John 14:16, he says this, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Not just in church. Forever. When you get the Holy Ghost in you, you're the happiest person on planet Earth. Because he promised he would never leave us, but he'll abide with you forever. He said, I'll always be with you. So, brother and sister, quit listening to all that reasoning, all that nonsense. God's word is true. Let every man's word be a lie, he said. Hallelujah. I'll be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. They don't even know him out there. All they're worrying about is COVID-19. It's ridiculous. What we need is God's power in our hives. The power of the Holy Ghost and the joy. Get rid of that fear. That's all it is. Hallelujah. Who loves him? Praise be to God. And he says, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you. Not just in church. He's not in church. He's in your heart. You bring God to church. When you come to church, you bring him to it. If he's in you, you bring him to church. And shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Hallelujah. He'll come at a time when you're really down sometimes, you think, I can't do any more. And then the presence of God will sweep down. So merciful he is. When you know that presence, Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, you shall live also. Because he rose from the dead on resurrection morning, he said, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know. That at that day means when God comes into you. The Spirit of God, by a supernatural experience, comes into you. You will know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Integration. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? And if he's in us, then he abides with us forever. Where we go, he goes. You're taking the Lord around you. So you should never be found in a situation that you shouldn't be in, because you're taking the Lord Jesus there. It's questionable. You shouldn't be there. And he'll tell you that. He'll tell you, I don't like it here. He'll give you that feeling. What am I doing here? I'm not a child of the world. I'm a child of the kingdom of God. And because he lives, I live also. He'll be with us. No devil can be against us. If Satan comes to us, turn to the God in you. When he comes knocking at your heart's door, turn to the God in you and say, Lord, we have an enemy out there. There's somebody knocking on my door. And Lord, he's trying to prevail against me and against you. And I'm going to turn this enemy over to you. And I want you to deal with him, the chief captain of our souls. Get God to deal with it. You can't fight the devil. But he has already defeated him. He's defeated sin and the devil. He has no power over a child of God. We are free. We are free. We are free. Hallelujah. I want to read you this. Brother Branham said this. He says, oh my Christ, the chief captain of our salvation. There he stands, the great conqueror. He's the conqueror, not us. He rent the veil in two. He took down the middle wall of partition, dividing whomsoever will to come and partake of his life, be covered with his divine blessings, that there'll be no judgment strike you in the judgment. Hallelujah. We go to judgment. We will not be struck with judgment because he was struck with judgment. At Calvary, he took your judgment. And for that to be applicable to you, you need to receive it and believe it and rejoice in it and confess it. Jesus Christ is my righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he goes on and said, God, I'm safe evermore. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest to sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus, I am safe evermore. Hallelujah. Let sickness come. Let troubles come. Let disheartening and heartaches and everything come that has nothing to do with it. Praise be to God. We received a kingdom that cannot be moved. Do you believe this, brothers and sisters? Say amen. If you believe it, it becomes a living experience in your life. Didn't say you'd be jumping back and forth and it was total victory every day and you're just flying around. It didn't say that, he says. He says here, but God will land you safely as you can be in his kingdom one of these days. You stay right in his ark. Who's the ark? Christ Jesus is the ark. Not this church, no other church. Christ is the ark. You need to get close to him. Abide in him. As safe as can be. The devil can rant and rage and the storms blow, and they will. But you're safe. You're safe in the Lord Jesus. Sometimes in our ignorance we leave him. What a terrible thing for a Christian to leave the Lord. He's left out in the cold somewhere. He used to be in your heart. You always used to have that hunger in your heart for him. You always used to love to talk and speak with him and spend time with him, and now you've left him because of the things of this world. parable, isn't it? After realizing what he did for you, he gave his all for you. What are you giving to him? But you know what? When we leave him, he never leaves us. He's always faithful. If he's put his hand upon you and saved you and filled you with his Spirit, he'll never leave thee. He has given us everything we need. Everything you have need of is in Christ Jesus. He created the universe, the galaxies. He knows how to fix you up. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say praise the Lord. In Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give all things, give us all things? Sons of God, march forward in the power of the Savior's name, confessing our inheritance. Oh, so many things coming to my mind. I've got to stay away from it. I'll be here all afternoon. Wonderful things. When you think about the children of Israel crossing over, and they came across the giants and said, oh, we can't go. There's giants in the land. Look, Caleb. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors in Christ Jesus our Lord. They knew who was controlling this. They marched in and took the land. And you can march in and take the land. Don't let Satan push you around and tell you you have to do this and you have to be like the world. He's lying to you. In John 1:12, we read, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. When you receive him, he gives you power to become a son and daughter of God. It's not you say, oh, I'm going to pray more, and that's good, and I'm going to read my Bible for 4 hours a day. That's good. But it's more than that. He gives you power to become a son of God through Calvary. Even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. We were born by God. For it's God which worketh in you. It's God working in you, which both will and do of his good pleasure. It's his good pleasure that he brings you through. It's his will that you make it to the other side, Sister Miriam. Isn't that wonderful? It's his will. Feel God here. Who believes the Lord's here? When you believe his word, he's happy and very blessed. So how many have received the Lord here? Say amen.
Amen.
Then you have been given power. Let's turn to Luke 10:19. He says here, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It's thus saith God's own word. That's what Jesus said. He'll give us power over these things. Sin cannot control those that are trusting in the chief captain of their souls. Sin cannot take power over you. In Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. That's it. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Dominion is taken over the wheel and driving your life. Cannot do it. You need to take your stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, you promise that this power will not overtake me. The enemy's power will not overtake me and shall by any means hurt me. It won't hurt me. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law but under grace. We are more than conquerors over our flesh, though. Through. Let's turn to John 17:2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. Do you know the Lord has power over your flesh? You say, brother, I can't overcome this. It's too hard. The temptation is too much. Listen, Jesus Christ has power over your flesh. Hallelujah. I believe this. Brothers and sisters, a living experience. We're not just coming to church and we're going to be good on Sunday. It's more than that. 24/7. Who believes that? He gives you power, and when you take one step in his direction, the Holy Spirit raises up a power against the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. God knows what you go through. God knows the temptations, the trials you're going through. He knows how to handle it, but you need to lean on him. Yes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So we are more than conquerors over the flesh. He's given us him power over all flesh. When he's in you, you just lean on him. Don't try and do it. You can't do it. If you try and overcome, you'll fall on your face. Be a total failure. But say, Lord, there's somebody out there knocking, trying to get into my life. Would you like to go out and handle him, my chief captain of my soul? Would you handle him, Lord? I'm leaning on you because you've overcome him. So we are more than conquerors over the world. In John 16:33, behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now has come. Did I not put that one up there? Sorry. Oh, are we off the air? Well, it's going to have to be me. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now has come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is in with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Who's seen the tribulation around here? It's getting worse every day, as Brother James said last night. In the world you shall have tribulations. But you know what he said? Be of good cheer. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. You know, brother and sister, we need to take our benefits from Calvary. Forget not all his benefits. Realize the victory is in Christ, not in the church, not in some minister. It's all in Christ Jesus. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Just rejoice. You may be feeling a bit of pain, a bit of anxiousness. Say, Lord, I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I have to do that every day. So do you. If you're a believer, you'll trust in the Lord. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome him, because greater is he that is in church. Doesn't say that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's where the victory is. Christ living in me. Christ living in me. Christ living in me. You have to sing that sometimes just to die, and that'll be wonderful. Ah, it's Christ that liveth in me. Greater is he that is in you, because than he that is in the world. He promised to meet our financial and physical needs. So, is that true? Yes. God does not want the children of God to be beggars. We're not called to be beggars. We're called to be sons and daughters of God. And all our sufficiency is in him. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all, A-double-L, your need, not your wants. All your need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know what? He knows what we need. He knows if you're aching. He knows if you're not feeling too good this morning. He's aware of this. And you just got to turn it over to him and say, Lord, I need your help. In Matthew 6:8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even ask him. Before you ask him, before you even get down on your knees, ask God for the salvation of your family. He knows that you are wanting them to be saved. He's going to save them too. That's it? You heard that, Lee? Who believes God's going to save your family? You confess what you believe, for he's the high priest of our confession. The Lord wants us to have full joy. We're not just hanging in there. You're a Christian, people say, you're a Christian. Oh, yeah. I'm a Christian. That's not what God wants. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You need to claim it and confess it every day. Confess what God has done for you, for he's the high priest of our confession. These things he said in John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Nehemiah 8:10. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need strength? Get the joy of the Lord into you. Say, going to God, said, Lord, I want your joy, knowing what you have done. You know, Christians carry a burden, they carry, like they carry those chains holding of those round, heavy things. They're carrying around, and you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm just hanging there. That's not what God wants. Jesus Christ stripped Satan, stripped him of all influence and all power over you. All you need to do is lean on him. Learning to lean on Jesus. And then you get your power. Then you get your strength. Then you get the Holy Ghost. All those things are for you. All past and future sins cannot be charged against us. From the day you're born, remember all the terrible things you did? Don't tell me. You remember them? All those shocking things? He will not charge that against you on the day of judgment if you're trusting in his salvation. He took all our judgment, and God's wrath came upon Jesus Christ at Calvary, and he judged him for the sin that he carried, which was our sin. Neither be ye sorry. Nehemiah 8:10. Neither be ye sorry. I read that. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. So I love that. And Romans 8:33. I don't know what I read or not, but I just love seeing it again. I'll read it again. Who wants me to read this again? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. We're justified this morning by the blood of Jesus. Nothing else, not your gifts, not your ministry, not your church, not where you've been, what you've done. You're justified by God. When he died at Calvary, you received your justification. He paid dearly for it. Lovely Lord, who loves him? We love him with all our hearts, and we welcome him here this morning. It's already ours, the justification, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Romans 8:1, this is beautiful words. We read it over and over again, and sometimes we read right over the top of it. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after flesh but after the Spirit. We are under no condemnation because we're walking next to God and we believe him and everything he did for us. I believe the Lord took all Howard Searle's sins. Who believes God took all your sins? Took every one of them. Brothers and sisters, don't let the devil push you around. He says, oh, you're not much of a Christian. Forget it, Satan. I resist you in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ has made me clean and pure by his shed blood. And get out of here. You've got to take God at his word. You fall down, get up again. You'll make mistakes, get up again. Confess what the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. Nothing can take us away from the love of God. I love that in Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? Nothing can take us away from you. That wonderful sister, that's for you too. It's just so wonderful. I love the Lord. I know he's very happy what I'm saying, because I feel his presence here this morning. Calvary is everything. It cost him everything. And that's why you are a new creature, Sister Mari, for what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Not because Uncle Reg got you to come to church or something. No, no, no. I mean, he may have used Uncle Reg, but it's not that. It's the mercy of God that does that. So nothing can separate us. We are more than conquerors through him. Amen. Him that loved us. He did it because he loved us. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor anything, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe that, Lily. I actually believe it. Nothing can separate you sisters from the islands, from Niue. Nothing can separate you. It's not your father. He's a good guy. But it's not him that's holding you. It's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Let's take a stand in Christ by faith that we are more than conquerors this morning. And him that loved us, let us put our faith in action, confess our faith, and God will do it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Why don't you stand to your feet if you believe it? Say, thank you, Lord. I believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. I believe God. Ask what you will and shall be done, Sister June. Brother Peter, I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will. He said, whatsoever need you have, he will give it to you. You just believe him. He'll handle the situation. Leave it to God and let God do the work. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done.
Trust in the way. Believe this way.
Further, is any person here that have never really made the effort to give their life to Christ and trust him to bring you through to the end? You'd like to do it, you're welcome to come here and give your heart to the Lord, fully to him, and trust him all the way. It's not a big deal. It's not a, oh, this is so difficult to do. No, it's eternal life. You want to be thankful that you have an opportunity. Why, you've got a sound mind to make a sound decision. I'm going to accept him. You want to come? Just come right now. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will and shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. And if you want salvation and the Holy Ghost is found, just trust and obey. Say, I believe God.
You
love the Lord, say amen. So wonderful, Brother Lee, you better come and close down. I'll start again. I believe God.
You know what? You let the Lord know about it, that you believe God. How do you do that? live the life. You read his word, you believe it. And people will see that Christ is in you. Not because what you've done, but what Christ has done for you. Praise his name. We're going to sing one here, just number 344. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Thank the Lord for what he's done for you. And those that haven't made the step yet, he's going to do it. If you feel that little call, the quiet, still, small voice, move. And he will come in. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. Be seated at this time. I just need to say something out of a courtesy, and it's only to be fair that you let you people know. My wife Barbara and I are going to be away for about close to a month starting this week. We've needed a holiday for having been away for 3.5-4 years. So we're going to fly away, and we're going to the South Island, and we're going to Milford Sound, and we're going to Stewart Island, and all down that area. We're going to hire a motorhome, and we also would like the prayers of the people to remember us, because there's people way down there that need the Lord as well. I can do nothing, but the Lord can do things through us. May we be ready to do that. So if you folk are praying for me to be there for them and for the Lord to do a work, so be it. I'm not preaching. We are on a holiday. But as I won't be here, you might say, where's Lee? Where's Lee? Where's Barbara? So we're going away this week. We'll be away for 3 weeks or whatever it's going to work out to be. So you know that. And I'll just pray now and thank the Lord for the lunch we're about to have, and the fellowship, and the meeting this afternoon. Shall we pray? Precious Jesus, you are so much for us, Lord. There's everything that we could ever want is in Jesus Christ. We know that Satan tries to get us to look in a different direction, wants us to do this or do that, or don't do this or don't do that. But, Lord, we know the love of God is in our heart, and that it's for us to tell others. Lord, we can't save anybody. Without Christ, we can do nothing. But, Lord, if we've prayed up to be a son and daughter of God, you will do the work. You will put the love in our heart. You will put the words in our mouth. And the people to meet, you'll put in front of us. Lord, we ask that you do that. Lord, we thank you for this afternoon meeting at 1 p.m., Lord. Just be here with us, Lord, and may we be uplifted to hear more. And then be with us, Lord, for the lunch. We thank you for the lunch that you've provided for us and the fellowship. Bless the people on the internet at their time of listening. We say thank you, Lord, for all that. Amen. Well, I'm just asking if we just sing Mercy Rewrote My Life, and then you may be dismissed over to the luncheon. Mercy Rewrote.